This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, we are broadcasting live today from the 52nd Annual Joint North Dakota Water Convention and Irrigation Expo at the Best Western Ramkota Hotel in Bismarck. Brought to you by Advanced Engineering and Environmental Services, also known as AE2S, sponsoring today's show. They are an engineering consulting firm that specializes in municipal and rural water, wastewater, and stormwater. They pair up with cities and make sure those projects are taken care of, all the stuff we take for granted day in and day out. They also provide civil engineering, structural engineering, surveying, mapping, GIS, structural engineering, electrical engineering, and instrumentation and control services, as well as financial information technology, public information services. They do it all. It was a two-person firm. We told this story in one of the previous programs. Two-person firm in Grand Forks in 1991. And now a company employs about 300 people, 17 offices in North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Utah. Pretty amazing. And over the last 24 years, AE2S has been involved with some major North Dakota projects, including water treatment plant upgrades in many communities, the Western Area Water Supply Project, Red River Valley Water Supply Project. That's the Garrison Diversion Project. Remember that vision? And also the diversion as well. That is a big part of the future protection from floods for the Fargo-Moorhead area. So we'll get updates on some of those projects as we go throughout the program today. Most of that will be in our second hour today. We want to thank AE2S for bringing us here as well. Bottom of this hour, I did what I said I would do for you, our fine listeners. We have found a spokesperson that is willing to come on and answer some questions about the Muslim faith. And so we're looking forward to our conversation with Dr. Fazia. She's a board member of the Center for Interfaith Projects and also a associate of the Islamic Society North Dakotan, and here to answer questions about what's happening right now. So looking forward to that. We had a lot of questions on a lot of those issues. Does every Muslim believe in Sharia law? Do they believe in jihad? What do they think about what's going on? Those kind of questions. What about Donald Trump's proposal? What is Donald Trump's proposal exactly? Let me start here today on the program, because I ride the fence a lot on Donald Trump, and you get full disclosure on this program. I don't try and mask anything. I say exactly what I'm thinking. And one day you might tune in and say, "This sounds like a full-throated Donald Trump supporter." And the next day you might say, "He doesn't like him very much. I just tell you what I think about him." And, I think Donald Trump's done a lot of good in showing the other candidates how mad we are. That's a good thing to understand. We're just tired of the way things are, okay? On the other hand, I wish the guy would get serious. And by that I mean, when you propose something, lay it out there in a coherent fashion so you can convince people it's the right idea. Now, Donald Trump's public enemy number one because of his idea to shut down Muslims coming into the United States. And I believe his idea has some merit. Now, maybe it's to stop immigration altogether. Maybe it's to, by the way, Jimmy Carter banned Iranians during the hostage crisis. I didn't hear Donald Trump say that when he announced his plan. He should have explained to people this has been done before, right? World War II after Pearl Harbor, similar thing. There were the internment camps. It's happened before. We've done it, all right? But doing it in the way he's done it is, I think, not helpful. Prime example, he's on Bill O'Reilly, one of the most watched shows on cable television. Informed voters are going to be on Bill O'Reilly trying to discern, am I for this proposal? Am I against it? Do I like this guy? Do I not? Listen to just the first 2 minutes of Donald Trump on Bill O'Reilly last night, and listen closely for a coherent explanation of what he is proposing. All right? Roll that, Todd, if you would.
Joining us now from his campaign headquarters here in New York City is Donald Trump. So just to get you on the record, if you are elected president, what will you do regarding Muslims, non-American citizens, traveling to the USA? What will you do?
Very simple. First of all, as you know, I have many good friends who are Muslims. They're terrific people, and they are calling me on an hourly basis. Thank you.
What is the fact that he has Muslim friends calling him have to do with it? What's your plan? What is your plan? So right off the start, he's going off on some different path. Maybe he'll get to it. Continue.
At this point, I would try and find out what is going on. Why the hatred? Why are people willing to fly planes into the World Trade Center?
Pause again. Okay, now he's really getting big picture. I would try to find out what's going on. Now, first of all, I'm listening to this going, I could tell you what's going on. You have Islamic, radical Islamic terrorists that don't like us very much, and they're blowing things up. They're killing people. I would try to find out what's going on. Again, he's being asked specifically about his proposal in response to what happened in San Bernardino. We still don't have it. Keep rolling. Maybe we'll get it.
Those two people last week, they get married. Why did they, and you explained this to me, go into a room and start shooting everybody, Bill? It's a very, very serious problem.
Pause again. Folks, this is insanity. This is someone on a national stage on one of the top shows, and he's rambling incoherently. These people, they got married, and you explain that to me, and they go into a room and they shoot people. And again, the question was, what's your plan? This is your chance.
Not to mention playing that age-old card of, I'm not racist, some of my best friends are, insert race here.
They're calling me to tell me how much they love it. Unless you tell me a name, that doesn't really mean a lot, right? I'm saying, convince me this is a good idea. And folks, here's where we need to be really serious. Whoever the nominee is has to not only defeat the Democratic nominee. In other words, whoever is the Republican candidate for president, you not only face the Democratic candidate for president, you face the media, the establishment, a lot of inertia. All right? They got a lot of arrows in their quiver. All right? And this kind of stuff is dangerous. This is a race for the nomination at this point. He's got a big lead. But this is where I say he's not serious. That statement was done in about 30 seconds. Take some time, lay it out, talk about the history, explain what it would do in detail, bring people along to your position. That's what you need to do as a candidate. All right, keep going. Maybe it'll get better.
Had to bring it up. Now, maybe it's not politically correct to do it, but somebody had to bring it up, and a lot of people are very thankful that I did it.
Did what?
Yeah, but you didn't answer my question. What would you do to Muslims overseas vis-a-vis coming to the USA?
I would, number one, I'd try and get to the bottom of what's going
on.
I would set up a very strong system, and I'm very happy that tonight, because last night, I'm not sure it was mentioned, but you said this is a temporary system. I would set up it's a temporary ban on not everybody, but many. I would set up a system.
Pause that a second. Are you getting any of this? This is incoherent to me. Manny, Todd, am I being too strong here? Are you getting anything out of this? Are you nodding your head like, oh, that's what it would be, a temporary ban, a system?
I think a texter here just nailed it. He's learning to speak like a politician.
Oh, man, I don't know. A politician usually says things a little more coherently. It may be politician ease, but at least it's a little smoother than this.
The good ones do that, but not the typical one.
All right, let's hope he finishes strong. Roll it.
Qualifies to come in. Who doesn't? Until we come down with the answer as to what's happening with the Muslim population.
With millions of people traveling to the United States for business and pleasure and everything like that, to scrutinize every one of them in that way would almost be impossible. Well, let's advance the story tonight. I assume it would be
something that has to be done.
All right. I assume that if you're president, the goal is to defeat the jihad. Is that correct? That's the goal.
Yes. Okay. Correct.
All right. Correct. Now, would you cede, as I said last night, that you need Arab Muslim nations to help the United States defeat the jihad? Would you cede that?
No, I don't. But I do think it would be very helpful. And no, but I do think it would be very, very helpful.
I don't know. That's a politician-ese answer, right? He's saying, I don't need him to defeat him.
But they'd be helpful if they came along. So that's kind of that's a little more of the political answer. But what I didn't get out of that was an explanation of what he's proposing in a coherent way. And I think you really, really, really need to do that. You need to be able to do that. You need to make the case. And this is why I say, again, my frustration with Donald Trump is he's loved by a lot of people because he's taking a stand, right? And people are upset right now. But he is misusing that affection and the poll numbers and just, you know, mailing it in. Just going out there and saying stuff without a lot of the facts behind it and being able to explain it really well. And then you end up just as a big target and you muddy the waters. Am I wrong? That's the question for you, our fine audience. Am I wrong in saying he's not serious, that was not handled well, and it's not good for the cause, that he's disrespecting the support that he has acting in this manner? You tell me if I'm wrong. That's okay. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Don't dream of touching that dial.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you're looking for a Volkswagen, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Porsche, there's nobody better to talk to than Eric Swenson at Valley Imports.
Come see us because we make it fun. You know, I've been there 10 years, and it's a great place to do business. We try to keep it light. You know, buying a car should be a good time.
How do you get to know the people that come across the lot, try to find out what's best for them?
You know, the biggest thing is just asking questions, figuring out what they use the vehicles for on a daily basis, and just trying to figure out what vehicle is going to work best for them.
Tell me about how much fun it is to start seeing more Mercedes and Porsches and Volkswagens driving around Fargo where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Used to see a few here and there growing up here in town, but being able to drive around and see the Valley Imports license plate frame on more and more vehicles and hearing people talk about them and refer their friends and family members definitely makes it worthwhile.
Visit Eric and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Have you seen the Voices of Watford stories? My friends Heidi and Kara from Crash and Sue's did that. They've worked with established companies like General Mills, Target, NPR, and they're searching this region for more great stories to tell. Crash and Sue's can help create and produce marketing and advertising campaigns for broadcast and online audiences. Heidi, you're obviously pros at the craft of storytelling. Where do you share these stories?
You're dealing with social and you're dealing with mobile, and yet you're trying to bring it home to a local, but sometimes that local isn't even almost a geographic local anymore. So you have to be able to make stuff and know it's going to go on Instagram, it's going to go on Vine, it's going to go on YouTube, it's going to go in Times Square, it's going to go in a Twins stadium, and figure out how can we engage your audience in all these different mediums, and then what has to be done with that story and that visual story so that it works in those mediums.
Kara.
Crash and Sue uses words, sounds, and images to convey stories.
They're fearless storytellers, folks. Crash and Sue, 612-338-7947 or online at crash-sues.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Bismarck today, broadcasting live from the 52nd Annual Joint North Dakota Water Convention and Irrigation Expo at the Best Western Ram Coda today. Going to talk with some folks a little later on about some important water projects that AE2S, our sponsor, has been a part of. on the program today. And, of course, AE2S is Advanced Engineering and Environmental Services, sponsoring today's What's on Your Mind show, along with our friends at the Northwest Landowners Association, established to help maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals, the conduit between private property owners and industry in North Dakota both ways, a seat at the table. That's what you get with the good folks at the North Dakota Landowners Association. You should be a member. And, in fact, they're getting together. I'll tell you about that here in a little bit. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems, ensuring that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity we had to make a living off the land. Are you a landowner in North Dakota? Go to nwlandowners.com to view the mission, get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network to inform, support, educate, and promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. Bringing together a network of property owners, operators, residents to share and discuss information and ensure that our resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com. All right, back to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. And a reminder, we'll be tailgating with our friends from Cloverdale early, starting about 6 a.m. on Saturday before the big game with Northern Iowa. So don't miss it. Should be great fun. Big Flavor Dave's going to be out there, and he told me he's doing some beef tangy and some bacon and a new brown sugar applewood smoked ham that you get a sneak peek on some great flavor for. Yeah, exactly. So come on out and see us Saturday bright and early at the Fargo Dome. West side of the Fargo Dome, right by the Bison Apparel Tent. Please come by and say hi. All right, who is first to go? Jerome in Devil's Lake, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jerome.
I would just like to make a comment about the TV stations. I usually watch Fox News during the day, and lately all they have on the TV is pictures of those two killers in California. It's just constantly, day and night, pictures of those two. I'm getting sick of looking at them. And so CNN is the same way.
Do you not want that story covered anymore? You know everything you need to know. I mean, I think one of the reasons you're seeing every day that continue, there's new slices to the story that keep coming out. Now there's talk they were planning over a year. The neighbor arrested because he provided two of the weapons. There's just a lot of different...
And it was an arranged marriage. That's another one coming out.
That's the other, you know, which, by the way, if that, in fact, is true, imagine the scrutiny necessary for fiancé visas now.
I like the information on the situation, but why they have to have their pictures on there all the time, that's what gets me.
Oh, I get it. So you're just tired of glorifying them.
Yeah, I wonder if Fox News isn't recruiting for ISIS.
Well, that's a good point. It happens sometimes in these like at the theater and different shootings where you wonder if these people are doing it for notoriety, the goofball that's being kind. That shot the reporter and the cameraman out in Virginia. Yeah. You know, there's a number of examples. You wonder how many. I'm with you on that. They ought not get any notoriety at all.
They go overboard on their pictures.
Good point, Jerome. Thanks for calling. Phyllis in South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. I want to commend you for your radio station. You're one of a kind.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
We're on four stations, I guess we're four of a kind right now. Sorry, Phyllis, I can't resist.
I wanted to add something on Mr. Trump there. You know, he keeps insulting the minorities, and there's 505 tribes out there. My tribe, there's 52,000 Native Americans, so I wouldn't go too far with his comments, you know. And I have nothing good to say about Donald Trump.
You're not a Trump fan, huh, Phyllis?
No way, Jose. I have a they use the natives for voting, you know, like Heidi Heitkamp. I was hitchhiking down the road and I looked in the ditch and it said Heidi for natives. Okay, when they get in the office, it's another story, you know, politics, I guess. But I want to tell you a little Grinch story for Christmas coming up. And we have a Grinch out to United Tribes. He's named Scott. He works in financial aid. I have a daughter that is, okay, she's Native American. She's an enrolled member of Standing Rock. She went to college herself 2 years, and then she came back, couldn't find a job, so she did criminal justice. So she went back, and she went back to school. She worked, found a job in teaching, paraprofessional. So she worked that job 4 years with supporting her two kids. And then they wouldn't renew her contract, so she came back to Bismarck again, believed in United Tribes, went back to school, graduated in December, and now she's working on her bachelor's degree. And all she's trying to do is have Christmas for three boys, 6, 4, and a year old. And, you know, she doesn't have an income. She's trying, you know. And I said, the United Tribes, they promote their college out there, but they don't know the students. They don't know our fight to be a native, you know. My grandfather's a white man, but I'm black hair, and they go against me. But she put in for Salvation Army, but she just missed the deadline because of finals. And I mean, my poor daughter, you know, she's the youngest of seven children, and she's trying. As a native, trying to try, you know, go to school and get her education. But where is that support? You know?
Well, it's a Grinch call, then, so.
Yeah.
Huh?
Todd's playing the Grinch.
Green one.
Yeah, yep.
Mr. The Grinch.
Yeah, we don't want any Grinches out there. So if you've got a Grinch like Phyllis does, that's a bit of a nemesis, you let us know, and we'll get a little sunshine on that problem. Or if you've got an angel, we love hearing those stories too. Phyllis, thank you for calling, and good luck. You're a good mom. Keep fighting for your daughter. Paul in Valley City, you're next on What's on Your Mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Yeah, hi there, Scott. I just wanted to point out that it's been brought up in the media, and I think you mentioned it not too long ago, that this whole thing with Donald Trump could start a race war, you know, the whole Muslim thing. And I just think that's an error in what's being thought about Muslims. It's a religion. It's not a race. There are Muslims who are white, black, Asian.
Yeah. I actually haven't heard that. You're saying somebody's saying that because of what he's proposed here, it could be a race war?
I've heard it for sure, in the national media because, you know, the Democrats and liberals love to play up the race card.
Yeah. They're confusing things there.
Absolutely they are.
Have you heard this story about ISIS using, this came from the House Homeland Security chairperson said, we have intelligence right now, another report, because I believe there was one out not long ago about this, of ISIS using the refugee, the Syrian, actually specifically trying to infiltrate Syrian refugees trying to come to the United States. In other words, opposing Syrian refugees to come into the United States, right? Well, what do you do in that case? You say, enough, we're not doing that anymore. And if somebody says, well, that's you're doing that because of their race or their country or their, whether, no, we're doing that to keep America safe. Right?
Yeah, exactly right.
I think that's an easy one to push back against. Appreciate your call, Paul. Thanks a bunch.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. And PetroServe USA is your Bison tailgating playoff headquarters. Come on in and stock up on all the goodies, including $10 fill on propane tanks to keep you nice and warm and cook up all the goodies. Also register to win that loaded Bison tailgating trailer and, of course, two $500 gift cards from PetroServe USA given away every week. December specials include the Deli Express sandwiches, the Double Charbroiled Deluxe, $2.19, Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $11, Kellogg's Cookies, 79 cents. Barrel of Fun, 8 and 10-ounce chips, 2 for $4. Wiley Wallaby, 10-ounce packs of licorice, Nuthead Chocolate Pretzel Thins, Chocolate Chips, Chocolate Strawberry Bites, and Caramel Apple Bites, all 2 for $5. A great deal. And World Kitchen Jerky, just $9.99. Come on into a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. And tell them Scott sent you.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Broadcasting from the Best Western Ramco Hotel in Bismarck today for the 52nd Annual Joint North Dakota Water Convention and Irrigation Expo. We are here today sponsored by Advanced Engineering and Environmental Services. They are an engineering consulting firm that specializes in municipal and rural water, wastewater, and stormwater. And provide civil engineering, structural engineering, surveying, mapping, GIS, electrical engineering, and instrumentation and control services, as well as financial information technology and public information services, too. And they are growing. 17 offices now, North and South Dakota, Montana, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Utah. Over 300 people employed. Quite a story. We'll tell you more about some of their projects next hour that impact you and that they're working on. So look forward to that. Northwest Landowners Association also sponsored our program today. And by the way, they are having their annual meeting Friday. That'd be tomorrow, 11 o'clock, Stanley, at the South Complex, it says here. I don't know what the South Complex is. I should know that. But I'm guessing you do if you're in Stanley or you're headed there. 11 a.m. tomorrow in Stanley, North Dakota, Northwest Landowners annual meeting is happening. Texter says, Donald Trump is using a proven system that works for special interest groups and works for President Obama. Give people just enough information to get a reaction, but maintain ambiguity to avoid commitment to specifics. Trump has tested the waters with a variety of issues, and when one gets traction, he doubles down on it. I, like many, like the cover, but I'm nervous about the book. Interesting point.
And isn't that like the typical politician thing?
Yeah. Although I don't even think that when in that clip that I played earlier, I don't even think he did that. I don't think there was anything coherent in that at all. And that's just lazy. When you have an opportunity like being on the O'Reilly Show that you shouldn't miss, in my mind. If I'm a Donald Trump full-throated supporter, I watch that and say, come on, you can do a better job explaining yourself than that.
But does Donald worry about being on O'Reilly like somebody else might?
Well, I think Donald likes being number one in the polls, and to me, you've got to put some meat on those polls.
And we all know O'Reilly's ratings are sky high. It really does need to be taken seriously. That said, if Kevin Cramer would probably take it more, just to grab a name out of thin air, I guess, take it more seriously for what it is, the opportunity to be in front of zillions. Yeah, Trump's in front of zillions every day. I think it's just another spot on the wall for him.
It's not a trait that I'm looking for in a president. All right, let's go to our next guest here, Dr. Fazia, who is a board member for the Center for Interfaith Projects, also an associate of the Islamic Society of Fargo-Moorhead. Help us understand the Muslim perspective on what's going on right now in this country. What's going on is the following. One, ISIS is attacking the biggest attack
terrorist attack on U.S. soil since 9/11 happened last week of two individuals who pledged their support to ISIS, but, you know, we don't know yet whether or not they were directed by ISIS, but it's been described fairly, I think, as homegrown terror, okay? And it has prompted a number of reactions. We also obviously have the situation in Paris and a growing concern there. And what also is happening is Donald Trump and other proposals to say, these people, meaning Muslims, mean to do us harm. Is that accurate? And we're going to ask a few of the questions that you have raised. If you have others that I forget to ask or would like to ask a question of Dr. Fazia, call us at 800-228-0550 on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Dr. Fazia, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. So let me start with your reaction to, you know, what you were thinking when you heard about what happened in San Bernardino, California.
I was appalled when I heard that, upset, and didn't like that it was some Muslims committing a crime. I didn't know that what made them do that, because supposedly they were radical. They were radicalized, and I didn't like that idea. That ideology had made some Muslims commit a crime on the American soil. ISIS is as alien to me as it is to anyone else, and they've killed more Muslims than they've killed anyone else. And ISIS is mostly it's the Muslims who are fighting ISIS in Iraq. ISIS has killed a lot of Muslims. More Muslims have been killed by ISIS than anybody else. And Kurds who are fighting them are Muslims. So it is a Muslim problem because it is affecting Muslim lands more than anywhere else. And Muslims are taking it on their own. So, yeah.
And, so when you say it's a problem for Muslims, in other words, you say... that sounds to me like you're saying ISIS is an enemy of Muslims just as much as it is to Christians or anyone else.
Yes, that's true, because I don't see them as representing Islam, because what they do is not what Islam tells you to do. Suicide is haram in Islam. That is forbidden in Islam. And they do suicide. And there's laws of wars in Islam. And they don't follow any of those laws of war in Islam, in which you're not allowed to kill innocent women and children, unarmed people, and also not burn temples, other people's place of worship. So they're doing things which are totally forbidden in Islam. So I don't know how they can claim to be fighting a war for Islam. Mostly it is just like a political war. They want to grab land and run a state. And then they're using the cover of Islam to appeal to a certain group of people. That's what I think it is.
Interesting take. Now, I've heard scholars, and I'm not one, so I'll say that. But there's certainly enough of them out there that have said this, that I believe this to be at least one interpretation that bears some merit amongst the scholars, that say ISIS can make a strong case that what they are doing is consistent with the teachings of the Quran. Now you just gave some examples of how it's against Islam. Why are scholars saying that they can make that case that what they're doing is consistent with some of the teachings of the Quran?
I don't know which scholars are saying that, because there's a lot of Islamic scholars that who have written letters to ISIS telling them to stop using the name of Islam and that what they are doing is wrong, and they're pointing out to them the mistakes that are making and what they're doing is wrong. Because Islam is against, you can't burn anyone alive in Islam. And what they do is that they burned another Muslim, the Jordanian pilot, alive inside a cage and made a videotape of it. So they are just thugs and doing outrageous acts of violence, which Islam does not permit you to do. Burning anyone alive or torturing someone is not permitted in Islam. So I don't know what scholars they are who are saying that what they are doing, they can find it in Islam, because these are the few basic principles, and if you don't follow that, then how can you claim that you're doing it for the Islam? And if they're doing for the glory of Islam, it is having the opposite effect, because it has made life difficult for Muslims all over the world, especially living in America, you know. After this attack, a lot of the Muslims suffered the fallout and have to, they are the victims now because of that attack in San Bernardino, California. There have been some hate crimes that have been happening against the Muslims. So these people would rather like to have war with the others, rather than they're not promoting Islam, they're promoting war.
Questions, welcome for Dr. Fazia today on the program. What's on your mind? I just would ask, obviously, that you be respectful if you have a difference of opinion, but feel free to ask your questions so we can learn a little together here today. Matt in Morris, Minnesota on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, thanks for having me on. And, question to the doctor. And first off, that's, you know, this is pretty special. I mean, kind of an opportunity for us to ask these, you know, questions. Kind of a sensitive issue right now. But my question is, you know, I know scripture a lot better than I know the Quran. You'll have to forgive me for that. But Jesus came and left a higher standard for us that basically teaches a self-sacrificing love and love for enemies and so on and so forth. And my question is, not really knowing the Quran, you know, it seems like a lot of what we hear is, you know, these individuals are, you know, merely exercising or acting upon their religion or their holy book. In other words, these are commands, and with scripture we can say, well, you know, there are verses like that in the Bible as well, but Jesus comes and there's a line in the sand that says, look, here's the new standard. You love one another. If someone hurts you, you don't return, you know, you don't fight fire with fire. So my question is, what is the answer to that? What do you say to those who say, look, these individuals are merely carrying out what their holy book commands them to do?
They're not carrying out what their holy book commands them to do, because there are verses in the Quran which also say that if you kill one human being, it's just like killing the whole humanity. And there's a verse in Quran which says that if you save one life, then it is like saving all of humanity. And people in Quran, to be a Muslim, you have to, it's called the Declaration of Faith. It's called Iman-e Mufassil. For that, you have to believe in all the holy books and all the holy prophets that came before you, and you have to respect them all too. You're not told to go about and murder anyone for no reason at all, or to promote any political ideology. That is not Islam. And what they're doing is, if they're doing it for the name of Islam, then why are they killing all the Muslims? That is the big question. Look at the statistics. Who's around them and who's being killed at their hands? They're mostly Muslims. The Iraqis who are fighting them are Muslims. Kurds who are fighting them are Muslims. Syrians who are fighting them are Muslims. So basically they are killing Muslims. And the scripture has, my scripture tells me to respect the people of faith. And it tells you to, there's a lot in it about forgiveness too. So it is up to the person. Anybody can pick and choose any words to justify their actions, you know. It's just like a gun. Like a gun in the hand of law enforcement is how you use it. The Quran doesn't make you kill, or the Quran doesn't make you be a good doesn't instruct you. It's not a weapon, you know. So it's up to you how you interpret it. And these people have come up with their own interpretations. And I haven't been brought up what they are saying is as alien as it is to you.
Interesting. Matt, thanks for the question. Appreciate it. Others standing by when we come back after a short break. Dr. Fazia, if you would, just hold tight. We'll continue this conversation on the other side of the break on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Business owners, listen up. I want to tell you about getting the most money for your business. Art Rosenberg's on the phone from Sunbelt Business Brokers. I'd imagine that one of the first questions you get from a business owner is, what's my business worth? Is that right?
That's correct. The sad part, the majority of businesses are sold for the value of its fixtures and inventory.
So how does Sunbelt do it different?
Well, Sunbelt represents the owner and an ongoing entity that allows it to find its true value and reflect it in its sales price. We look at the market growth potential, a recurring revenue, the customer base, expansion of potential services, and the current management team, whether it'll stay or whether it's moving on.
How long does this process take, Art?
From 3 to 6 months on most cases, depending on our ability to get the information together from the seller and matching them up with a qualified buyer.
Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution, custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Tell the EPA you oppose the costly clean power plan in an easy, simple way by going to SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Click on that website and it'll pop up and say, here, sign the petition right here. Plus, you can learn a ton about how much you'll pay, and it's a lot more because of the proposal from the EPA for no benefit. You know, more pain, no gain. And take action. Find out the latest news. The Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, all about enhancing, preserving, and protecting our diverse set of energy resources, coal-based electricity, and make sure we have continued affordable and reliable energy for families in Minnesota, businesses in Minnesota, North Dakota, families in North Dakota now, today, and into the future. More of our conversation now on the program. We are joined today by Dr. Fawzia, and she is a member of the Islamic Society of Fargo-Moorhead, as well as she's an associate there and also a board member of the Center for Interfaith Projects.
taking your questions and comments. I had an off-air question about Sharia law. And a lot of things out there about Sharia law. We get a lot of questions about it, about, you know, what it is. What is it to you? And if it conflicts with the U.S. Constitution or the Bill of Rights, which should be considered supreme, the U.S. Constitution or Sharia?
This is America, and American law should be supreme here. That's all basically it is. And Americans make up, Muslim Americans are Americans. They have their allegiance to America, and they make up the fiber of the American society, just like any people of any other faith, any other religion. They have been the fabric of this society since the George Washington time. They fought. There were Muslims who fought beside George Washington. Morocco was the first country to recognize America, United States of America, and that was in 1786. And there have been Muslims living on the prairies in the 1920s, the Syrians and Lebanese in North Dakota. And they are the constructive members of society. They have been physicians. They are physicians here, 20,000 physicians in America. They are involved in all kinds of stuff and activities, productive activities. They give back to this country. They serve in the military. They are firefighters. They defend their country. So their allegiance is to America, not to Sharia law.
Do you reject Sharia law? I mean, in other words, once you're here in America, you said, look, I'm an American. I live here. I follow the laws of America. But so does that mean you reject Sharia law?
The Sharia law is open to interpretation, and it is not just one set of rules, because there is pluralism in Islam. And there's different sects, just like in Christianity, there's Catholicism, there's Protestants. In Islam, there is not just one Islam, and there's different sects, and each sect has their own definitions of what they believe is Sharia law, and it is open to interpretation, and it is also open to modification. And there are very few countries, Muslim countries, who have got Sharia as their law. So, and they also have incorporated their cultural practices into the Sharia law, and they call it Sharia law. It's just laws that are based on the Quranic injunction. But then they're also open to interpretation, because there's different sects in Islam. And what one sect believes, the other person doesn't follow that. And there's divisions within Islam. So you can't say that there is one Sharia law and all Muslims have an allegiance to it and they follow it. It is implemented in just very few countries. There's a lot of Muslim countries. Indonesia, Malaysia have most Muslims in the world. The majority of the Muslims live in the Asian countries, and there's no Sharia law being practiced there.
Let's go to Chris in Linton for Dr. Fazia. Go ahead, Chris.
I guess I was just wondering, you kind of answered the question here a little bit about the Sharia law. Do you believe in Sharia law? Because I heard last night there was like a 70% poll done on Muslims living in the United States that do believe in Sharia law.
I don't know what that means, and that poll was done by a conservative think tank, because there's another poll out there by Pew Research, which was done in 2011, and that has a totally different statistic. When we are at home and we are talking about law, and as a Muslim family and among the Muslims that I live among, at the masjid that I go to, nobody's sitting there talking about Sharia law or implementation of Sharia law. We go there, we say our prayers, and we have food and have potlucks and talk about family and friends. Nobody's sitting there talking about Sharia law.
Interesting. Chris, thanks for the call. I'm going to go quickly. Bill and Washburn, real quick. We only have a minute left, so just go real quick. We'll squeeze one more question in.
Yeah, does she believe in establishing a worldwide caliphate, and how would they go about that?
No, I don't believe in establishing worldwide caliphate. I believed in democracy. And I'm an American, and I'm living in America. And there is nobody else who believes in establishing worldwide caliphate other than ISIS. And they are killing more Muslims than anybody else. That is how I feel. I mean, nobody's going around, and nobody's going. There are countries, and Muslim countries are not like one big Ummah. If you go to Saudi Arabia, you need visa. You can't become a Saudi citizen, even being a Muslim. You go to Kuwait, that's a different country. So they are not like one big ummah living together and looking for one caliph to rule them. Iran and Iraq were fighting each other, and they are Muslim countries. They're just like other countries who happen to be Muslim.
Dr. Fawzi, thanks so much for doing this. We sort of just scratched the surface today, so I hope you'll come back and continue to share your views. I think it's helpful for folks that have questions, so we'll do it another time soon, okay?
Yeah, take care. Thanks for having me.
Take care. You as well. More coming up.
Know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
In the blink of an eye, they're applying for college, getting married, buying their first home, raising your grandchildren, and just how you're always with them on every step of their journey. Alaris will be right there with you on yours. See how Alaris does banking, mortgage, retirement, and wealth management differently at Alaris.com or stop by and talk with us today.
Hi, I'm Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring. Are you experiencing pipeline reclamation problems such as uneven ground, ruts, pooling water, slumping, or erosion? We can help. The North Dakota Department of Agriculture can assist in resolving land surface issues and concerns with our Pipeline Restoration and Reclamation Program. For assistance, contact us at 1-800-242-7535 or visit us online at nd.gov/ndda.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.